back to another episode of Kane Collects. As always, thank you for all the support, all the downloads, all the follows and subscriptions and everything. As you know, you can download free in Odyssey or wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple, Amazon. Like I said, appreciate everything that everyone's always says nice things to me when I'm out. So I appreciate all that. Let's get right to it, though. I'm going to go to my next guest here, which is, I've had him on before, and he's a great guest. He's got a great store and great stuff. Steve Grouse, the owner of DC Sports. And the big news since we last spoke, Steve, was you've moved locations outside of Lakeside Mall.
Yes, we did. We know we had talked about it a little bit, that it might be a possibility at the, you know, the last conversation we had, and it happened. And it was nerve-wracking for a couple months, you know, moving. We were inside Lakeside for 27 years, but to move all that product, and my crew did a great job, but we're right across the street on Shaner Road. So it's great proximity for all our customers.
Did you keep the same phone number as well? Is it a new number?
Yeah, everything. Again, you always got to, you know, be wary of that, but we've had that number for a lot of years. Same number, 586-566-8331. Yep.
They're right across the street on Shaner Road. But call the number if you have any questions of, you know, their store hours or exactly where they're located, but you pretty much can't miss it. I know last time we spoke, Steve, that, you know, 27 years you mentioned, and I mean, you woke up, went to work, you knew all the stores, you know, that were there, that left, that came back, whatever, and it was just part of your life. And to, you know, I think once you get over the shock of, hey, we're not going to be at Lakeside Mall anymore, you had to get your butt moving, and you had all this stuff to move because you accumulated a lot of stuff over the years.
Yeah, we have. And again, we were fortunate in the mall that we had our retail store, but then we had a couple storage stores that were vacant because the tenants had moved out. But we really didn't realize how much product we had in those stores until we had to move it into one bigger store right here. It's a former Pier 1 import, and it's 9,000 square feet, but we packed it in. You know, if people come and see it, it looks great.
Yeah, definitely check it out, people. I was fortunate enough to come by recently, and you showed me around. It's definitely spacious. I think it's a really good location. It's a nice plaza over there, and then you have, you know, the storage space next door with like all the auction stuff and overflow, and just, you know, you accumulated so much inventory over the years. Did you end up finding anything you forgot about when you made the move, or just like, oh, what was this, or, you know, just personal stuff maybe?
Well, a few personal things, maybe some tickets that were, you know, that we buried somewhere and now we're going to send them out for grading. I would have to say there's no real diamonds in the rough, but there were some things that we uncovered and said, hey, why is this sitting in a box? let's get it framed and put it on the wall.
Yeah.
Or hey, we've got this player coming. You know, we found some items that need to be signed by Iserman, Steve, and Steve was here like about a month ago, so we had those finished. So we would probably not found those for another few years. So yeah, there's always some things you find when you move.
Yeah, anything obscure, like a Fenice Dembo jersey or something? I don't know.
No, that's one of the items I didn't get stuck with in all these years. But, you know, what? And you may have been to them, is one thing we did good at Lakeside is we had a couple garage sales and cleared out some merchandise that was, you know, sitting around. I think we'll have something in the spring once we get our bearing set here to get through Christmas. But we're looking forward to it. As I've said to a few people, it's basically a blessing in disguise. What we really liked about Lakeside is that we could line up people for our signings and not have to worry about the elements. It's going to be a little bit trickier as we come into the winter months and doing some football guys, hopefully some Lions and some Red Wings. But we have a couple options. There's actually a church down at the end of our strip, and they've said that we could host they would host the signings for us there. So people could buy their tickets in our store, walk down to the church or drive down to the church, and then have to worry about the elements.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, literally a minute away. It's not like you're not even hitting a main road. It's in the same parking lot, essentially.
Right, right. I don't think we'll get a golf cart to move everybody, but it's close.
Maybe a shuttle or something. But you don't even need that. It's not that tech. Right. So, yeah, I mean, if you haven't been to DC Sports before, I imagine many people have already. You've been a staple on the east side over here in Macomb County, but got tons of memorabilia, jerseys, you know, cups, pennants, whatever you could think of. And we're like less than 100 days actually out of till Christmas. So it's never too early or soon, I know, to start even thinking about things like that. You guys got a ton of signings, and we're going to get to all the upcoming signings you have. You mentioned that you're prepared to, you know, do the signings a little bit different than it was in the mall. But I mean, you're definitely going to still be doing all that stuff. You got a bunch of great players coming up. It's just a great store to go to if you're looking for anything like that. And you even have cards as well. I saw you had a section marked out for trading cards as well.
Yeah, I think that's one of the areas we're going to try to expand on is the trading card industry. You know, getting some of the packs that have come out, the boxes, and then doing a little bit more with single cards. You know, we've always been leery of that a little bit to train our staff. But I think a lot of the cards we're getting, when we bring a player in, we get the card signed, some of their rookie cards, some of their other cards, get those graded or encapsulated, and then we put those out for sale. So I think we're going to expand upon that.
So last time we spoke, we talked about, obviously, the Lions, you know, had this amazing year last year, and they've been hot, and I don't think they've cooled off at all. How's it been for you with the signings and with just the merchandise for the Lions?
Well, the Lions, as you know, the popularity has never been higher. So therefore the demand, and this year we've got the new helmet that came out, and they're going to wear them on the Monday night. We have the new black jerseys, and they're going to wear them on Monday night, and then the change of the blue and the white jerseys. And then there's other items coming out, the salute to service helmets and apparel and hats. I think the last count, we had over 50 different style of Lions hats. And so I just think the demand is there. And one thing we've noticed being in our new location is there's a lot more ladies are shopping for apparel, and we have to be quick to react to that and expand that section for ladies.
It's amazing, Steve, that when I go out, and I've always worn my local teams. Like, I'm not, you know, I'll criticize them when they're doing bad, but I've never given up on them. You know, there's always been my team. I never want the Lions to move. I never want the Pistons to move or anything like that. They may have stunk for a lot of years, but I would never change that. So I'll wear their gear, you know, when going out. But the last couple of years, now you actually see Lions gear, people wearing it, people saying go Lions to you. I've never seen so many people wear Lions stuff. Men, women, like you mentioned, even kids, you know. So, and I know you carry all that stuff. So it's got to be something like I think everyone's reacting to, you know.
Well, you're absolutely right. And look at the response when they were on the road in Arizona. I saw the photos there. It looked like a home game. And those people all wearing jerseys. And those jerseys are not cheap. You know, they're not T-shirts. And, you know, and that's where our online business has increased also with the Lions apparel. Everything that comes out new, the new mini helmets, we sold a lot of them online. DetroitCitySports.com is our web. And so you got that, I think that those different avenues to, you know, to sell merchandise to people. They can buy it online. They can come in the store. We do some setups at different places, remote sales. So you have to be out there because the demand is there.
Yeah, I mean, and you've got a price. I mean, there's a, you know, price point for everybody, right? I mean, there's you know this as well. There's the authentic jerseys that are the most expensive, and there's like replicas and things like that are a little, you know, if you want to spend a little bit less, you've got all that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. There's the game, the jerseys that they wear in a game. Those are very few and far between. But then there's two other different categories. There's actually the game jersey, which is the lower end, and then which is as the screen numbers and letters. And then there's the limited, which is more limited and closer to what they wear in a game. I like those a lot better. Those are the jerseys that we get autographed because the autograph holds a lot better on those jerseys.
Yeah, and so, but how? So with the new jerseys, though, and you mentioned some of the alternate, you know, colors, and how's the reaction been to that? People like the new designs and everything?
Yeah, they love it. They really love it. And, you know, we have couples coming in, and she's buying one, and he's buying one. And before that wasn't the case, is that he'd be buying a jersey and she might buy a T-shirt, right? So now they're both buying jerseys. So that's great for all of us in this industry, is that they're both wearing the colors.
That's awesome. And I know the number one seller for, you know, anyone selling Lions gears for the last decade or so has always been Barry Sanders, you know, because Barry was the one you could always count on no matter what, even if the team stunk back then and only made the playoffs a few times. Barry was the guy everyone loved and yeah, would still buy his stuff. Are you still selling Barry stuff as well?
we still are selling Barry stuff. You know, it's amazing. Well, you see him on the sidelines at every game. You see him in the advertising. You know, he's on, you know, the Heisman advertising. He's on the NFL advertisement. Barry's everywhere. So he's selling as good as he was ever, I would say. But I would say on the current guys, you have St. Brown. On the defensive side, you got Hutchinson. Those are the two most popular players. But then when a player has a great game, like Jameson Williams, everybody's running out or they're ordering Jameson Williams items. So you have to be ready. And it's tough to do because how do you tie up all that inventory? But you got to be ready to react to whoever's hot that game.
It's crazy because the NFL, actually the NFLPA just released some numbers on player popularity and merchandise sales. And from March to May, four Lions made the top 10 in the NFL, which is crazy. You mentioned two of them in St. Brown and Hutch. I believe the other ones were Laporta and Penei Sewell, which is kind of crazy because he's an offensive lineman.
Right. He is an offensive lineman, but he, as you've seen from a lot of those highlights from the playoffs, he really is the team leader. You know, he's the one that gets those guys in the locker room. He's the one that gets them fired up on the sidelines and even in the huddle. So he's really become a fan favorite.
It's pretty crazy because, and I'm sorry, I missed one guy too. I think Jared Goff is up there too, the quarterback, of course. So they had six guys in the top 10, I believe, or so. I mean, that's unbelievable for one team. And that just shows you how much of a football town this is. They've just been waiting for a winner. And plus, you add in the fact that they have new jerseys too, right?
Right. So that's, you know, again, for all those years that we really weren't winning, the jerseys were the same, the helmets were the same. Quite honestly, it was a stagnant franchise. And now what you see is this franchise is exploding on all cylinders. You know, we've got the new jerseys. We got the new helmets. We've got the new attitude of everything. You know, new products come out almost every day with a Lion logo on it. It's unbelievable.
So let me correct myself before people jump all over me. That's three in the top 10, which is Hutchinson, St. Brown, and Gibbs, 3, 4, 8. And three other guys that rounded out the top in the top 50, which is Goff at 19, Laporta at 44, and Penei Sewell at 46 out of the top 50 player merchandise sales. So that doesn't just mean jersey sales. It means anything to do with the player. So, I mean, right, besides jersey, what are you seeing that's really popular for people buying for these players?
Well, they're buying a lot of memorabilia on these players. They're buying a lot of autographed photos. They're buying a lot of autographed mini helmets and even the full-size helmets, you know, which will run $500 plus. You know, we've just did a signing on the last month or so with Hutchinson, Goff, and St. Brown. So we have the fresh helmets and jersey signed. So those are doing very well in store. And it's the fact that they haven't even seen them wear the black jerseys or the helmets. So that's what I mean. The anticipation for all this new merchandise is great. And I think that's, again, we would have been lucky if the Lions had one player in the top 50, but to have six players in the top 50 is amazing.
All right, well, speaking of Lions, what are some upcoming Lions you have signing at DC Sports?
Well, we hope to line up a few of them, but, you know, the demands on the players, I think this bye week early is kind of going to hurt us for signings, you know, and now the injury bug. But we have Sam Laporta and Jameson Williams going to be in store Monday, October 14th. And people can either look online, DetroitCitySports.com, for information, or they can call the store at 586-566-8331. So we expect a big line for that, especially if they continue to win.
So those, you get to meet them, have them autograph something. You'll have pricing, like you said, on the website or call the store. Those two guys will be there live and in person, which is a really cool thing. But if you can't make it, you have stuff that you will be selling stuff that they did sign, right, in the store. Yeah,
absolutely. Is people can always pre-order an item. Like if they we've been doing it for over 30 years, and people know that we take good care of the items. So if they want to order a photo or a jersey or a mini helmet or even a full-size helmet that's autographed, we will have that done, probably ship it out to them within the same week of the signing. So they'd have it here by the end of the week. It's at the same price as if they would have come into the store and walked it through the line. They just don't get the experience of meeting the players.
Yeah, but you still get the autograph. And maybe sometimes people, I know this might be hard to believe, but you don't want to wait, or, you know, you just don't have the time anyway. So, yeah, that's a good way. You're doing drop-offs for that, those two guys?
Yeah, we're doing drop-offs also. People can drop off the item. No extra charge for dropping it off. And, you know, I think with some people, again, the traffic, you know, in anywhere in any metropolitan area, but in Detroit, you know, we're working on a lot of roads around here. So people, I just came from the west side. It took me an hour and a half. So if someone wants to say, hey, I went there, but, you know, I don't get off work till 5:30. I don't know if I'm going to make it in time. They can either drop off or order online for sure.
Awesome. And then also, we were speaking about Barry earlier. He's a former Lion, of course. I think you have Barry coming in at some point too, right?
Yes, we just got that information this week, actually, that Barry Sanders is going to be coming Wednesday, November 6th. Kind of midweek, but when Barry says he wants to do a signing, you have to accommodate him. So we're going to be here, and he's going to start to the public at 6 o'clock, and we expect a big crowd for Barry because, as we talked about, there's new items out on Barry. There are the jerseys that they've come out with. They've made a Barry version. The new helmets, people actually get some of the new helmets signed by Barry. There's a new Salute to Service helmet that they can get signed. Plus, there are the traditional footballs, pylons, jerseys, the throwback jerseys. There's probably 30, 40 different items of Barry that you can get signed.
That's going to be really cool. And that the Lions are hot. Hopefully they stay winning. You know, they are going to lose some games, people, so I don't want you guys to panic. If you listen to the show, you know, we take a lot of those. Not every game is going to be perfect, but it's a pass or fail thing. You either win or you lose at the end of the day. And sometimes it ain't always pretty, but yeah, rather win ugly than lose pretty, you know?
You're absolutely right. And one thing about Barry is, and you've met him, is that it's a great experience. He takes his time with you. If you bring in some young kids, he asks them what's their favorite player or what position they play. And the line really doesn't move that fast because people realize when they get up there that they've got a few seconds with the best player of all time in Detroit history. And it's a very good value to meet Barry.
Yeah, he's a really, really nice guy, and it's awesome. It's a, you know, Hall of Famer, a legend, like you said, you know, debatable, arguably the greatest running back of all time. Of course, here we think he is, but, you know, and honestly, the NFL and the country loves Barry. Like, they all, you know, like, no one says a bad thing about Barry anywhere you go.
No, and I've been doing more of the national shows the last couple of years. And Barry draws almost as well in these other cities, whether it be Chicago or New York, that he does in Detroit, because he is a fan favorite, you know. And there's, you know, the Lions were the unsung heroes and for all those years, and he was the face of the Lions for all those years.
Yep. So another team that's hot right now, which is completely unexpected, are the Detroit Tigers. I mean, it's amazing what they've done since the, you know, beginning of August, middle of August, to, you know, as of the taping this right now, you know, they're in a playoff spot, and hopefully they'll be, you know, when it's all said and done, playing some playoff games. But I don't want to jinx anything, knock on wood. But with that being said, the players, this isn't like Miguel Cabrera, Victor Martinez, you know, Maglio, like Verlander. People knew these guys. I think other than Scubo and maybe Riley Green, I think a lot of people don't know who these Tigers are, but they've fallen in love with them if they've just started tuning in. I know you got a couple guys coming in. What's the reaction for you selling Tiger merchandise and just for signings and things like that of these other Tigers?
Well, I think the enthusiasm is off the charts. Again, it's unexpected from everyone. It's been 10 years since I think we've been even in a playoff or a wild card hunt. But it was so last minute, so much of a surprise to everyone. I don't think it's really impacted sales yet. Everybody's waiting till we make it, to your point. And then the next step is the wild card is three games. They're going to be on the road. So unless we make it to that next step, I don't know how it'll affect our business as far as selling merchandise. Although I do know that these young players that we have tomorrow, we have Parker Meadows and Colt Keith. Parker did one signing with us last year. He's a gem. And he got sent down early in the year, so we didn't have him. Now we booked this probably a couple months ago, saying, hey, we need to bring him in. And look, he's a star, that leadoff hitter, making some phenomenal defensive plays. And then you got Colt Keith. Gave him a shot in the arm there for a little bit. And at least, you know, rookies with hits, he's doing great. Now, he has never done a signing. So we have both those players tomorrow, and we're getting a lot of phone calls on that. It does help that they win, and if they win tonight, you know, that would be great. And then hopefully tomorrow before the signing.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, we're taping this right now. So if you're listening, right, September 26th is the signing at DC Sports. Give them a call. Go to the website. They have a day game September 26th. They'll be signing after the game that evening, correct?
Right. Yep, they'll be signing after. And one thing about the signings after a day game, as long as the rain, and again, we got that out of the way yesterday, is these games are only 2 hours now. So the players aren't, you know, 3 hour game or going way into extra innings. So they're getting here on time. We've advertised 6:30. The players, the last time we did it, were here at like 5:30. They do some signings for us in the back and then come out to the public. So we ask the people be here around 6:30. Latest 6:45. Again, I always state about the traffic. You got to, you know, prepare for that. But if they can't make it, they can always order an item online. Those are still online until probably tomorrow afternoon. Same great pricing for them. You know, that's one thing we did with these two players is that we put them at a good price point for everyone. You know, we talk about Christmas. Those are great price points for a couple guests for that Tiger fan, because they have changed over the lineup. And a lot of players, someone told me the other day, they didn't recognize half the names on the team. And those are the guys making a difference. You know, Jace Young with the slide and some of the relievers that almost combined for a no-hitter. They've actually been pushing some great buttons there. Scott Harris and, you know, A.J. Hinch.
Yeah. So since this is really short notice as of when we released this podcast, definitely give them a call if you can't make it. And like Steve just mentioned, you know, these guys are at a good price point for you to get something. Let's pick up an item that's signed. They'll have them in store. You can pick them up this weekend. You know, it doesn't have to be on Thursday. And these are the guys, I mentioned value, because they're not superstars yet. And I use that term, you know, yet, because these guys can be building blocks for something, you know, for an even deeper run next year, because we don't know what's going to happen this year. It was so unexpected. They're really young, but you get them now, and before you know it, Parker Meadows is in the All-Star game robbing home runs or something. You know, Colt Keith, obviously the Tigers believe in him because they gave him the contract before the year.
Right.
So those are two guys that, yeah, if you're into investing and things like this, this might be a time to, you know, buy something from those two guys.
Well, you know, just a couple months ago, we had Tarek Skubal. And everybody said, well, will he finish out? Will he, you know, get the Cy Young? Well, honestly, the price will never be as good as it was, because he will win the Cy Young as of today, I would say, if it ended today. And the price will go up because, again, his agency will say, now the value of my player is enhanced. He made the All-Star team. He might win the Cy Young. And there's probably some clauses in those autograph contracts that have escalators in them. So yeah, if you like the players and you want to meet them and get them at a favorable price, tomorrow is the day if you can make it out to our store here at Shaner.
Any other signings besides, you know, the ones we've already mentioned coming up in the next couple months, Steve?
Well, we had a couple Lions scheduled, but we had to push them back a little bit because of injuries. The Wings are starting, but I don't think we're going to do some of those guys till next year. And the reason we're holding off is because the Lions. If the Lions continue to win, we're going to try to sneak a few more in here before Christmas. Definitely.
Anyone, I know you'll, time from time, you'll do out of state, like national, you know, guys. Anything in the works for anything that you can mention here, or just kind of give us a little teaser?
No, nothing yet. There's been a couple offers out there, and nothing's been accepted. You know, I think one thing that we have to be considerate of is, you know, the show that came into the showcase last year at Suburban Showcase in Novi. You know, if it's a national guy, we may elect to bring him in there versus bring him in our store. You know, we've got dealers, we've got a bigger crowd, but yeah, we're working on a few deals, and we just, you know, some of them come out, you know, tonight I might get an email on or a text on a player, and tomorrow we'll do the deal. So that's how it happens. You never know, we might do a Michigan or even a Michigan State player the way they're playing. So you got to be ready on all angles, and I think I've said this before, I can almost spend full time just negotiating these deals.
Yeah, and just to give people a glimpse of what you've had before, I mean, Mike Tyson is a guy that's been at the store, you know, signing, you know. So, yeah.
Mike Tyson, Dr. J, Magic Johnson, those players, you know, a few years ago we would never think about doing, but now we're on the national company's radars, and maybe they'll bring them in.
Yeah. So recently you got a chance to go out to Fanatics Fest out in New York. I know that's a big deal. I know Fanatics is kind of everywhere right now. They're trying to, you know, get as much into everything, memorabilia, you know, trading cards, all that stuff as possible. How was that? And did you, what kind of look do you got into the future of the hobby of collecting for everybody? What'd you get out of there?
Well, I really think it was an eye-opening experience. We got in last minute to the show, and it was definitely an experience. It wasn't just a card show. We brought in a few signers. They had probably 60 signers, and most of them were very high-profile signers. You know, they had Tyson taking autographs. They had Hulk Hogan, they had Livy Dunn. They had Cal Ripken Jr., Peyton Manning, Tom Brady was in the crowd. Quite honestly, Tom Brady walked right behind, right in front of our booth with an entourage of people. And, you know, he looked over at our table, and we've got Brady jerseys and Brady helmets, and he kind of smiled as he walked by. And Gronkowski was in the aisle next to us buying cards. And you may have seen those things on some of the YouTube or different platforms. But it was truly an experience. And we've already said we're in for next year. It was a long trip for us. It's the farthest we've ever done, driven to do a show. But I definitely think it was rewarding. And also the contacts we made with customers and other people in our industry, I definitely think it was worthwhile. It is here to stay. And I believe, and I'm not 100% sure, but I believe there'll be one here in Detroit very soon.
Nice. I can't let you get away. That would be huge, by the way, because I heard they are trying to do regional ones, right? Like, not just, New York may be the biggest one, but they're going to, like, it may not be as big as New York, but they're going to do one locally, you said, right? You think Detroit?
Yeah, I think Detroit's on their radar, whether they pull it off or not. Mm-hmm. And I've heard Pittsburgh, you know, so they're going to do those regional ones and then have their big ones in New York every year, maybe LA every year or every other year. And then they're doing one in Orlando at the first part of November. And we're actually going down to Orlando to do that show.
Yeah, nice. They just got actually released today that the Pistons jersey, they got a new sponsorship on their a patch on their jerseys. StockX is going to be on their opposite side of the Nike patch. We get this on the show and ticket techs and just callers all the time. Like, people, like, they don't love the sponsorship, and I totally get it. You know, it's not the same as it used to be when it was just the team name, right, or team logo. With that being said, though, this is, you know, kind of, it's changing with times. You know, this is just the way it is now. Do you notice that when people buy jerseys, do they say anything about the patches, good or bad? Or do you just say, hey, I think people, or do they like it that it resembles more of what the players are wearing, you know?
Well, I think it's, each customer is different. You know, I think it's 50-50. Some people, the traditionalists, do not like the patches on there. But I also believe if someone wants as close as they're wearing on the field, they don't mind the patch. And once they wear it, it's theirs, and it's not an issue. But I just think it's something with social media. And it's quite honestly, a lot of people being negative sometimes on that. I think that's what gets promoted. But I think once we see it, it really won't notice to us, you know. But it is a sign of the times, you know. If the companies the companies are the teams, if they can, you know, increase their bottom line by getting a sponsorship, it's a win-win situation for those people.
Well, I'm hoping the Pistons, you know, have something more than just a jersey to talk about this year. You know, that looks like they're really believing Cade, gave him the extension.
Yes.
Got a new GM, new coach and everything. So maybe you'll get some Pistons this winter as well out to DC Sports.
Well, you know, we had Cade Cunningham last year through Fanatics. And again, he did well. He was a great person with the public. And we'd entertain that again. But, you know, I think, quite honestly, if that opportunity arises, we'll definitely host one. And you'll see some Red Wings come through probably in January. Cider, probably Raymond. you know, we're always working on some different players and maybe bringing back some legends. You know, we just had Steve Eisman in here for a private a month ago, and those guys really sell. We just did some items with the 84 Tigers. We had Lou Whitaker in here and Jack Morris for 84 weekend. People like that nostalgia, you know, and those people aren't getting traded. So that helps the collectability of it, you know, is what do I buy? And we've talked about before, you buy the legends. And what we try to do here at DC Sports is we balance the legends with the upcoming people for the future, you know, the young players.
Well, one more before I let you go, since we brought up hockey too. What do you think about the new hockey jerseys and the sweaters?
You know what? I saw them firsthand. The price point is shocking, but it's the same quality. They use the same manufacturer that Adidas was using. So I think everybody's going to like the quality. They may not like the price, but we're going to offer both. We're going to have the Fanatics jerseys for people that want what they're wearing on the ice. And we did buy out some Adidas jerseys. So if people want, hey, I want a Raymond jersey. Yes, it's not the one he wore this year, but he wore it his rookie year and his other couple years. We'll be able to accommodate that person at a favorable price.
Awesome, awesome. Please let the people know. Once again, come out and see the new location, the phone number at DC Sports. Same number, but just in case they forgot.
All right. It's 586-566-8331, and the website is DetroitCitySports.com.
Oh, and I lied. One more thing. The auctions. You guys have auctions, because when I went to go visit the store, you showed me the area where a lot of the auction items are, and there's a lot of great items out there. I even told you I got to set myself a reminder, because there's some things I was eyeing that I want to put a bid on, let people know about the auctions as well.
Well, we won't tip off people what those items were, because we don't want them bidding against you. But we've been, for about the last 6 years, we've been selling people's collections. And it started out with one customer, and now it's expanded to well over that. And there's an auction of over 500 items, and some of the current stuff, mostly these items from past years, and all different collectibles. And that's at DetroitCitySports.com. And if you go down and click on Premium Auctions, you can see one with the items up for bid. And that ends on Saturday. And I will tell people, the auction doesn't end at 5 o'clock on Saturday. It extends if people bid on some. So my recommendation to people, if you like something, especially first time, put in a max bid, let the computer bid for you. And then we also do weekly auctions, which doesn't have as high powered items, but has items like bobbleheads and books and different periodicals that are signed by players, and hockey pucks of current guys and current players. And those do pretty well, and that's that ends every Sunday. So combined, we do a lot of online auctions, for sure.
Okay, and then you'll ship, or they can do local pickup?
Both, yes. It's about 50-50 split right now between the people that pick up or if they items want shipped. There are some items, because of their size, again, if it's someone's collection, it was a lot of framed items, we'll just put pickup only, but they have their choice of if they want the item shipped or picked up.
Awesome, awesome. Be sure to check it out, people. There's good stuff there, but don't, and don't snooze. Like Steve said, just put in your max bid probably. Otherwise, you might forget and miss out on something you really want. So,
yeah, that's it, because you get, especially in the fall here, you'll get distracted by a college game or something like that, and the auction will be over. So you want to put a max bid in, and it notifies you when you get outbid, so you can always jump back in there.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks for joining me, Steve. We'll have you again. I'll be down at the store. Hopefully check out some of these signings.
Well, go Tigers and go Lions.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you enjoy it, please subscribe and follow. It helps out the channel a lot. And as always, keep collecting.